presentation, 31st of January, patient Robert Setlak, S-E-T-L-A-K, date of birth, 7/27/1946. Robert Setlak was referred for evaluation of a possible pituitary adenoma per paragraph. He had previously seen a neurologist and a neurosurgeon for evaluation of tremors and possible pituitary adenoma per paragraph. He has had extensive radiologic investigations performed elsewhere, period, paragraph. At this time, Kami has no complaints of visual disturbance and no headaches, per paragraph. Past history significant for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, paragraphs. Family history negative for pituitary problems, per paragraph. Social history, he's retired and previously worked at Ford as a calibration technician, per paragraph. Current medications, colon, donepezil, 10 milligrams daily, comma, primidone, 50 milligrams daily, comma, propranolol, 40 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, comma, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, lantus, 20 units in the morning, and simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review was that there was a remarkable first systems evaluated, paragraph. He has an intention tremor, per paragraph. I think the weight is 166 pounds and pulse is 70 minutes, BMI is 26, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with no negative adenopathy, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. Previous investigations for his pituitary have shown normal TSH 0.75, comma, and more recently a prolactin level of 5.27 was also in the normal range. Per paragraph, impression, probable pituitary adenoma, which is non-hyperfunctioning, period. Paragraph, I note that the size of the adenoma is 10.6 millimeters and does not appear to be compressing the optic chiasm. Per paragraph, at this point, comma, observation is advised, and he should follow with the neurosurgeon if there are problems with visual field constriction, per paragraph, indication.